This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. We've talked a great deal about the Apollo 11 moon landing this month, which is appropriate, but there were six more Apollo missions, and they tend to be forgotten by the public. Ironically, those later missions stayed longer, went farther, and generated more new science information than the relatively simple Apollo 11 landing did. Apollo 12 demonstrated precision landing, setting down within walking distance of an earlier unmanned spacecraft. Apollo 13 was the famous successful failure, as it's come to be called. Apollo 14 saw our first astronaut, Alan Shepard, walk on the moon. Apollo 15, 16, and 17 were truly remarkable missions, with rover vehicles to drive far out into the lunar countryside, so to speak. Those J missions also carried very sophisticated scientific testing equipment. It wasn't until the last mission, Apollo 17, that a true scientist, a geologist named Dr. Harrison Schmitt, got to walk on the moon. There were plans and hardware for missions up through Apollo 20, but they were cut when NASA's budget was reduced, and that's a pity. But 12 men walked on the moon in the most successful engineering and scientific program ever, and it's hard to believe that all that took place so many years ago. If you'd like to take a closer look at the moon or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.